Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment. Last week on the Glass Cannon Podcast.
It's going to take you the better part of the morning into the afternoon to make your way to Pa Mosby's farm. Come this way, meet Pa. As I said, he is a little off.
We wanted to ask you questions about Shaylin's death.
Those demons took her. Like it wasn't trying to take Jiminy. As I turned to run, I saw a figure in the woods behind these beasts. A tall, thin man. Ooh. And when I saw him, I could feel him in my mind.
Hello?
Ah!
Jiminy!
I'm so scared.
There is no need to be frightened. I'm here to help.
Have you fought my father?
Well, no, I've just met him.
Not the one downstairs. My real father. I could feel him in my brain tell me that I was his son. And that one day I would inherit his kingdom.
This boy has been visited by Kanipo.
Where will you go next?
The Thinlands.
We don't have much time.
You're going to have to camp out and make your way to Thinlands Farms.
Yep.
Zephyr, you're watching sort of the periphery of this campsite. And it's so dark beyond the edge of where this campfire is. But you see in the brush moonlight reflecting off of the eyes of three gorgons.
Oh, come on!
The adventure continues now.
Podcast, here it is. Are you ready? Pizza or ice cream?
Oh, straight to the bant?
Pizza?
No pre-bant bant today?
Or ice cream?
Who hurt you?
You have to choose.
Or what?
Or what?
Uh-oh. We've got a mutiny.
What are you going to do?
If you don't choose.
What are you going to do? Hit me?
You will be
again?
Again?
Finny.
I assume this is the only thing you can eat for a meal, every meal for the rest of your life?
No, it's just when you the one you don't choose, you can never have again. No, you have to, just which one do you prefer?
I know.
Okay.
I want Skid to go first, though.
Man, I really do love them both.
Yeah.
End of answer.
It's hard.
It is. It is not hard.
I mean, I do.
It is pizza.
I eat pizza once a week.
Yeah, so,
me too.
Whereas I rarely eat ice cream.
Likewise.
Although I would eat ice cream every day if I thought it wouldn't kill me.
Yeah. I think there's your answer, though. I think
that's a key point to the question. Will it still give me a tummy ache if I eat it?
No, I don't know.
Am I cured from any ailments?
You just have to pick which one you can't live without.
I choose ice cream.
To not have or to have?
To have.
To have.
To hold.
Ice cream.
Have it to hold.
To have it to hold.
Why don't you marry it?
Bigamist! You're already getting married to a man.
Man wasn't enough for you.
I gotta marry a food.
I like pizza, but I can live without it.
Wow.
Ice cream.
Dude, that's insane.
Ice cream. There's so many different types. And it's like.
Yeah, there's only one type of pizza. next argument.
Let's ask this 1970s librarian.
It's called fashion. Look it up.
Library.
Called fashion. Read a book.
Read a book.
All the leaves are brown.
All the leaves are brown.
The sky is gray.
I'm never not wearing all black again. You guys.
I love it. We should all wear costumes.
It is a little cold in the studio.
It is, which
Kate,
is good.
Kate loves Halloween so much she dresses up all year round.
I put this on today and I was like, I can't wait to wear this to one episode and have them just talk about it in the band. Because I knew you would.
It's a really
you're welcome.
Cute jacket.
Also, I am not getting 70s from this just because there's sunflowers on it. It doesn't seem like the 70s at all.
It seems a little.
It's a little 70s.
The color scheme.
The color scheme, I agree.
The design of the flower. That's pretty 70s.
Yeah, it looks like
combined with Kate's hair.
A sweater or a van.
There we go. Listen. Yeah.
What would you eat in that? Ice cream or pizza?
In this? Well, I used to not be able to have ice cream in the house because I would just eat the whole thing.
Oh, I thought there was a lactose.
But it gives me like a tummy ache, and I don't know if that tummy ache will be cured or not in this question.
Okay. And a pound of cheese doesn't give you the same tummy ache? On a cheese pizza?
No, it does. Like, that pizza we had in Chicago when I was like, this crust is amazing. And you guys were like, it's cheese. It is fried cheese.
That's fried cheese.
Crispy cheese. And I had a tummy ache. Pizza.
You're going pizza?
Pizza.
Team pizza.
All right. So boom. I think Skid kind of settled on ice cream.
No, I think pizza. Because I'm used to going without ice cream. I'm not used to going without pizza.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I know I can do it.
Okay.
So I'll go pizza.
Pizza, ice cream, pizza. I guess we know.
as soon as you brought this band topic, I'm like, there's no way I can get out of this without some sort of, you know, insult coming my way. So I decided to keep quiet. But actually, Skid and Kate have articulated my response perfectly.
So it's stomach ache related. That's why you can't just choose which one you like better.
No, I did choose. I'm choosing pizza.
Oh, you're choosing pizza.
Oh. Okay. All right. Hold on.
Joe was the first one to say he had an answer.
Let's up the stakes a little bit. So,
well, now if you're bringing steak into it, then
let's say on the bad side, you cannot have the other thing ever again.
That was the whole thing.
That was the choice.
Yeah. And on the good side, there's no ill effects eating the thing that you want to eat.
Oh, that
no
might
weight gain,
that.
No tummy aches.
No weight gain,
no tummy aches, pizza. Right.
It's crazy. How about you answer the original question before we started?
I did. I said pizza right away. I was the first one to answer. Yeah.
What about when you have pizza and your face feels all greasy afterwards?
That's what I'm saying. You guys are like, I can't have ice cream. It's not good for you. Pizza is not good for you.
But pizza doesn't give me like a tummy ache.
It doesn't mess me up as much. Yeah.
I will say, when I asked the question, I did not know my own answer because I love them both.
Yeah, I love
However,
them both.
However, listening to these answers and giving it some serious thought, I have chosen ice cream.
I knew you would. Yeah. That's why we're great friends.
Well, I mean, I could have picked ice cream for you 1,000 times out of 1,000.
Well, you have
an enormous sweet tooth.
I do have a sweet tooth, but I think I exaggerate it just to make you laugh. It's not as big as it seems. I had very little Easter candy this year, but I made up for it with a gallon of Halloween candy.
We were recently out together to eat. And we were completely done. Like, everyone was just like, like crippled with how full we were, how American we were in that moment. And the server was like, does anybody want dessert? And like, everybody was just like, basically asked for a check. And Troy's like, we'll look at a menu.
It happens
I
every
think
time.
The next thing we know, to look at the menu.
And
I think
the next thing, it might have been Sydney.
All sweet tooth said, Troy.
And the next thing you know, we have three desserts on the table and I'm trouncing as much as anybody else. I'm like, what am I doing to myself?
Yeah, well, they're good.
They were really good.
I think you're onto something though with the desserts, because I think we feel the same way. It's like a dopamine rush. Yeah. And I love a sweet treat. And having like pizza or like pasta or a good sandwich, doesn't matter how good it is, it doesn't give me the same like satisfaction that a sweet treat.
What would be your ice cream of choice?
Chocolate.
Just plain chocolate?
Wow. Fudge brownie, John?
No, I could go like balls to the wall with like a crazy ice cream. But if I'm just like any ice cream.
Make and model.
Honda Civic. Fuck.
Make and model.
Honda Civic and Crunch. Cream.
I love coffee ice cream. Like I'll go for different flavors, but usually just a tried and true, like rich, dark chocolate ice cream.
That makes me really mad. I don't know why.
That I like chocolate ice
cream. No, that like. The ice cream you would choose to have forever is
of
just
all
plain
ice
chocolate.
Cream.
Yeah.
It's just chocolate.
You know who else likes chocolate? My 2-year-old.
I'm sorry. What would you pick?
I don't know. I love all kinds of ice
cream. Okay.
I used to work at an ice cream stand for two summers. Summer and a half. John Cena's parents owned the ice cream stand. He would come by once in a while. And all of his brothers. And
wrestle Troy.
And wrestle. There was a little wrestling.
And hurt him.
He was ripped and like the nicest guy in the world back then.
And his name is John Cena.
I wrote that music for him. We were just jamming behind the ice cream stand. I like that tune. No, I ate 4 scoops a day every shift.
Wow.
And this is when I was like 18. So my metabolism was just like, and it was a beautiful time.
It was a beautiful time. We should age in reverse. I always said that. It's like if you had that to look forward to at the end of your life, it's like,
just being able to house.
You'd be so much more careful crossing the street.
It's so true.
Agreed.
Lately I've been having pizza and being like, I think I need a break from pizza. I've never had that feeling about ice cream.
What pizza are you eating?
I'm eating decent Westchester pizza.
Very decent.
Well,
you're like, I can take a break from
I'm
this.
Just kind of like,
my reaction to average pizza or better, like with a baseline of averages, I want to eat this until I'm dead.
I'm a pizza snob. Like, if a pizza is not good, I'm going to let everyone in the restaurant know.
Yes, we know. But what I'll say is like if a pizza is like not good, I will still eat all of it in sight.
If I
won't be like, I'm not eating that. Like,
if I'm the slightest bit hungry and there is cardboard frozen pizza on the table, I'm like.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, wow. I mean, I have eaten that pizza like a, I don't want to, maybe Chuck E. Cheese-ish style, but where it's just like.
Terrible.
Yeah, where it's like. A piece of American cheese, like a square of it is the only cheese.
High school cafeteria.
Yeah, high school cafeteria, a pool, like a public pool pizza.
Public pool pizza.
Public.
That is a great name for a restaurant. Public pool pizza.
I mean.
Hey, come on down to public pool pizza.
Hey.
You like American cheese? You like square slices? We got it all for you down at public pool pizza. It smells like chlorine.
I'm just saying, I'll eat it. It's not good. I don't enjoy it, but I'll eat it.
I don't mind pizza that's meant to be so-so, like a chain pizza, a Papa John's, and
love
Domino's. Love that stuff.
Love Domino's.
But like,
what's better than Domino's at 11:35 p.m.?
Literally.
Dude, Matthew
nothing.
And I used to trigger each other all the time when we live near each other in Astoria.
It's terrible.
And just like be like, did you get an update from the Domino's app? Domino's app. Should we get Domino's? Is it 2-for-1? Boom! 8 minutes later, there's two pizzas.
See, Sydney and Kate, long before when the tour began, we didn't always have hotels. We would sometimes get Airbnbs, and we would almost always get Domino's every single night.
It was the only thing open in these places. The cities were.
Yeah.
I remember very specifically, there was one Airbnb we were at, and we each had we were flying out at different times. I think it was
Los Angeles.
It was Los Angeles, and I was the last one left in the Airbnb. And I stayed an extra day. You and I stayed an extra day.
Yeah.
And you left. You go to go to the airport, and I had like an hour. And I got up, and I opened the refrigerator, and there were no fewer than like 4 Domino's boxes. And I was like, well, I guess I got to have pizza for breakfast.
Domino's. I actually want Domino's now. Stay tuned to hear from our new sponsor, Domino's.
I love cold turkey sandwiches. In fact, there is a 90% chance that while we're taking this ad break in the studio right now, I am eating a cold turkey sandwich. But when it comes to cold turkey, I want to keep it on the sandwich and not in how I approach breaking my bad habits. I've tried going cold turkey before on a few of these habits, and I can tell you, honestly, it just does not work for me. Well, I've just learned about a better way to approach breaking my bad habits. And I'm not talking about some weird mind trick or having Sydney administer a Reiki healing session on me. I'm talking about Fume. That's F-U-M, Fume. And they look at the bad habit problem in a different way that I personally really appreciate. Not every aspect of a bad habit is
wrong, per se. So instead of attempting drastic cold turkey change that we all know is rarely sustainable, why not just remove the bad part out of your bad habit? Fume is an innovative, award-winning flavored air device that does exactly that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. You get it. Instead of bad, Fume is good. It's a habit you are free to enjoy, and it makes replacing your bad habit easy. Your Fume comes with an adjustable airflow dial and is designed with movable parts and magnets for fidgeting, giving your fingers a lot to do, which is helpful for me for de-stressing and for helping my anxiety. And all of that is occurring while I'm breaking my habit. So start the year off right with the good habit by going to tryfume.com/GCN. That's tryfume.com/GCN. And getting the journey pack today. Fume is giving the Nash 10% off when they use the code GCN to help make starting the good habit that much easier. Start the good habit at tryfume.com/GCN to save 10% off the journey pack today.
We're back. Domino's canceled, but luckily we are still sponsored by Demiplane, Foundry VTT, and Norse Foundry. Skid, what do we know about Norse Foundry?
I call them the Domino's of dice.
Watch how they fall.
This is like,
wow, nice. That really worked.
Yep. It's for all your random number generating needs and go great on a pizza.
You know what they also go great with? They go great with rolling for initiative.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, let's roll, baby.
Roll for initiative.
All right, I need to be reminded, what's the scene?
The scene is...
Are we, like, asleep? Weren't we, like... Didn't we get interrupted
during
arrest?
None of you are wearing clothes or armor.
Not true.
So no. It's an all-nude fight.
It's an all-nude fight.
It's like history of violence. Grease them up. Everybody get greased up.
Easter promises, yeah.
Easter promises.
No, all right, so
there's
last...
an all-nude fight in Eastern Province.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's harrowing.
It is, yeah. It's one of the best all-nude fights you're going to see on film.
Was Francis laughing?
Because he's thinking of the third and fourth best.
It's a bit of a connoisseur of all-nude fights.
Nude combats.
Did someone say nude film?
Francis just like pops out of nowhere. Like on the street, you're like, I was just thinking about a new all nude film combat. Right? He's there. He's like, hey,
I got a list. I'll send you. Last week, you're continuing your investigation of Kanipo the Slim, the Thinlands, trying to find out everything you can because it seems like the world may end in 3 days or something really bad is going to happen. They are trying to bring back the Obnubulet Curse, if Bolan is to be believed. So you are trying to do some research because even the Oak Stewards, this was like folklore. Like, yeah, people talked about, you know, this character, Kanipo the Slim, an eerie, slender figure walking around the forest. But there's all sorts of stories of weird shit like that going on in the Wildwood. Not Wildwood. And then the Thinlands, there's a farm. There's a farm area called Thinlands Farms. You might want to check that out. You might want to go check out this survivor of a Gorga attack, because it seems like the Gorgas are tied to Kanipo as well. And then go to the Quaking Stacks as well. So a couple episodes ago, you go to the Quaking Stacks, you do some research, learn some stuff. Last week, you check out Mosby Farm, and I imagine it's exactly how you expect it would go.
Dude, let me just say that the second we walked up and you had that kid be like, yeah, it's the devil, and like run away and stuff, I was not joking when I was like, I'd like to skip this role play. There's something really awful happening here, and I do not want to get into it. And then sure enough, it delivered. It was awful. Mm-hmm. Like it was really frightening what's happening to these people.
Yeah.
And I don't know, we were talking about it after, and I was like, what is going on in this adventure?
Yeah, like what's
like
the
what
tone?
Is the theme
what's
of this
the genre?
Adventure?
Yeah,
like we don't know. We're trying to figure it out. Like, is this I guess it's horror, but is it?
But also, like, is it demonic or is that just what the kid thinks it is?
Right, and that's
like,
what he's identifying it as. But you know, we're trying to. It's obviously not Cthulian horror. It's a different kind. We can't nail it down.
Like Slender Man.
It's so scary.
I don't even
scary.
Know how to like categorize.
like, you know, Slender Man, like the the urban legend.
I mean, yeah, it's like,
I don't.
It's a Jersey thing.
Is it?
No.
No? Is it a New York thing?
No, it started on
it was an injury.
Something awful. Pasta. Oh, something awful.
Yeah.
But it's this kind of exact thing. It's like this tall, slender
story that might be real.
Story that might be real, might not be real. Like, have you seen him?
Urban legend.
But it's like unknown what he is or does, you know? So it's like shadowy, tall. And the kid even was like, he doesn't seem strong. But it's like, then what the fuck does he do? Like, get into your mind? Get into your dreams.
Yes, it sounds like.
And how is this at all connected to
the gates?
The gates.
Yeah. Right. And can we go back over real quick? During the Pa's responses, he mentioned something about like they eviscerated the mule and then he like heard them in his head as he was running or something that.
He totally turned around and saw a figure standing there watching
with
this.
With a smile.
And all he saw was a smile and heard the voice of that person speaking.
Okay, so that's what he has in common with the kid, is that they're both, they hear his voice in their head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Bolon. Bolon also had some sort of pact or like something with Kanepo.
They had dealings. The genre thing is really interesting to me. I feel like in all of the APs we played, you don't really know the tone until the end of the first book.
I knew. I mean, I knew with Giant Slayer. Like, it sort of tell you what it is.
Okay, so what's the tone?
The tone is a classic fantasy campaign fighting against the giants homage.
Yeah, it's an homage to classic.
No. I'm talking about this. What's the tone of this?
That's what I'm saying. And it's freaking me out.
Or maybe tone is wrong.
Tone of Strange Aeons, you know what it is. Like when you begin playing it. Tone of Wrath of the Righteous, you know what it is when you begin playing it. I don't know.
Rise of the Rune Lords, you start out thinking you're like, going to defend this small town. And then at the end of book one, you're like, oh no, there's actually something much deeper going on here. I mean, that's true of any mystery, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's sure. I'm not saying I have the answers to any.
All right, so we're all making bets, it sounds like.
But you could define it, you know what I mean?
Joe doesn't really like to gamble, Troy either.
Busted.
Joe, if you could figure it out before the end of book one, I think Joe should get a bottle cap.
Yeah, I think I've said this to you, like every time, if you think you know where this is going to go, you put a thousand monkeys in a thousand typewriters, you're never going to figure it out. It's really, that's what drew me to this.
That would be one of the worst ways to try to figure it out.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
But I think you're right. And that's actually one of the things that I like so far about this is like, I don't have any suspicion of like what's going on or where this is going. I love that.
Yeah. And I love it because I think the smartest thing that they're doing is they're putting a very clear mystery in front of every PC that every PC would logically want to solve, no matter what their background is. It's something happened to you that you don't know what it is, and you're trying to figure it out. So as long as you have that to kickstart you, it could be any genre. It could be any, like, you know, I don't know what they're going for.
I mean, X-Files was the touch point for me in the, like, the player's guide.
Was it? Okay. Yeah. That makes sense. But I don't know what X-Files, like,
supernatural
genre is the supernatural.
Well, I guess X-Files always hops genre.
Exactly.
Right now, it's very much an investigation. It is a paranormal investigation.
Yeah.
You know, is that enough of a strong enough theme to sort of tie it all together? Maybe.
I'd say the word itself, right? I mean, paranormal. It's so vague,
outside of the norm.
Exactly. It's so vague. And anyway, I'm not trying to nail it down. I was just saying, like, I don't know what's going on here, and it's fascinating.
Well, here's what you do know. You have used your blessed spell for the day, and you are a fox in a hole.
With no sword.
Relax.
Let's see what these initiatives are.
Are we awake?
Did you guys already roll?
Are we awake?
You are awake.
All right, yes. So this happened very early in the...
Yeah, you guys were fucking around, and Zephyr specifically said that she was watching, and so she saw these Johns.
So I get a sneak attack.
You don't exist.
I specifically said I was using my scouting lore to forge, so can I use my scouting lore as my initiative?
Absolutely. Yes.
I'm a fox.
And you were doing drugs, so you can use your drug lore.
Oh, actually, I didn't even think about that. I got to put those effects on.
Yeah.
Can I use stealth for my initiative since I've been...
You were specifically watching.
Watching and
perception.
Being
stealthy.
Joe.
Dude.
I feel like it's perception for you. I'd like it...
Sometimes... Feelings are wrong.
I don't think any of you were specifically
stealthy.
Sometimes
we can be betrayed by our feelings. Shots.
Talitha, what were you doing? Talitha was asleep, I think we established.
No, I was scouting.
I'm kidding. All right, Buggles, what did you bug?
I got a natural 20 for
24. Ooh, Buggles!
24.
Hot start.
For Buggles. Brother Ramius.
22 for Brother Ramius.
Okay.
Not two Shab-a-roo.
Satu Shabu. Zephyr?
9, which I don't think is fair because I'm literally looking right at them and ready. I have my weapon out.
I know, but maybe you...
That just, makes one of us.
I imagine you could have been shocked and like frozen in place by 3 Gorgas coming at you. I'm just trying to backwards engineer.
Don't you play my character, scaredy cat.
What about Asta?
Now, this is going to sound crazy, but I also rolled a natural 20.
Oh!
Or a 24.
24, that will help you as a fox. And Talitha...
I also rolled a 24, but not a natural 20.
What?
So you guys choose who goes, right?
Yes. If the enemy rolls the same, they go first. When heroes roll the same, they choose. Let's go to the sweet-ass map on Foundry VTT.
Ooh.
Got a little campfire, John, there, spreading a nice little radius of light.
We had a whole discussion while we were getting lunch about what chicanery you were going to pull about the campfire.
What did I pull?
You didn't.
No, you
haven't.
I said we should have a light source because of the campfire.
I did.
And we, Joe we and laughed. Matthew, they thought you wouldn't do it.
We thought you don't believe in light from fires.
I believe I said something to the effect of, you think Troy will allow physics to enter his game?
In my defense, this is just the beautiful map that they made for the premium Gatewalkers package. Otherwise, yeah, I probably wouldn't have given you light. Now, let's take a look at it from Buggles' perspective. Now, you guys don't see this, but Buggles sees a circle of colored light, and then outside of that, everything is black and white and sees.
And you can
three.
See the Gorgas? Okay. And then from my perspective, which we don't have to see, I see the little bits of sound.
Yeah,
the darkness.
Yeah, so does Zephyr.
That's all I see, yeah. So cool.
And then look at this little wolf person here.
My little fox?
Yeah, your little fox, see it?
I see it.
I see black and white. I can also see black and white.
I can
see the creatures.
As can Talitha.
You have dark vision?
Yeah.
Oh, you're not supposed to.
Oh, I don't?
Yeah, I just gave you a little fox token. You should have low light vision, but the fox
has dark vision. I am a fox.
You are. Yeah, so actually...
I can.
I wonder if you do get...
Do they have dark vision or not? That's on your character sheet, like, you know.
No, but if I'm a fox, I take a different... They might have it. I can look
okay,
that
well,
up.
Okay, well, then that would be accurate.
That is interesting.
You might want to stay as a fox the whole combat. In the meantime...
Please don't.
It is going to be one of the Temujer's turns.
What?
Temujer Gorgas? You guys learned this. It's a type of Gorga.
Wait, say it again.
Learn this in your studies. Temujer?
Temujer.
You don't remember learning?
Never heard that word before.
Temujer.
Temujer?
You've never said it before.
And there's no way for us to go back and play our understanding of these things, so.
First thing it does, two action, umbral leap appears right next to Zephyr.
I remember the umbral leap. Very scary.
Bro.
Zephyr!
Right next to Zephyr and goes to bite at your shadow. Give me a fortitude.
That's right. These are like devastating, these rolls.
Fortitude. Not bad. Math. 25.
Ooh, 25. That's good.
You take no damage.
Nice!
Goes
nice
to bite your
good
shadow.
Start,
nothing. It is now Asta's turn. Asta, you are a...
Asta, we don't even know what you're playing!
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Right,
yeah,
first time,
first combat!
All right.
I know your ancestry.
I know what she's playing.
All right, Matthew.
Sydney always talks to Matthew.
Okay.
That's horrifying.
Oh, my God.
It talks?
I eat shadow.
Okay, I am going to dismiss my fox form, first action.
And what are you going to look like? Are you going to look like your human form, or are you going to look like your vulpine form?
My kitsune form? I think I'll
You have three forms, full-blown human, kitsune, and then fox. And what's the kitsune form? Like, what spell is it? What ability is it? Is it like... Or that's just your natural
form? It's just my natural form. I don't think at this level, at least, I don't get any... I'll have to look into that because I'm used to the human form stats, but...
Okay.
Human form.
Human form, okay.
I'm sure the stats are the same. I'll correct myself if I'm wrong. And I'm going to draw my katana.
Okay. Now you'll notice you have low light.
Oh, actually, no, I'm not going to. Sorry. Dismiss my fox form first action, and I'm going to cast a spell.
Oh.
I'm going to cast...
Go on, another
Wait a minute,
cleric?
Draw a katana or cast a spell? What are you talking about?
A katana wielded cleric?
¿Por qué no los dos, guys? Maybe she does it all. I'm going to cast Torturous Trauma at the Gorga near Zephyr that's what attacking her shadow. So that is going to be...
Torturous trauma.
I think it's...
Remember a time.
Spell attack.
You know who Michael Vick is?
Oh my
God. Jesus.
Wow.
He said torturous trauma. No!
Oh no, sorry. Fortitude save.
Fortitude save, all right. I'm sure this is right by the book. All right, 16.
I believe... Shoot, where is my... Oh, that just passes.
All right, now, does it have a something that happens even on success?
It's a basic save, so you take half damage.
Half, so it's
a basic.
So 3 points of bludgeoning damage.
Ah! All right.
It made that sound?
Yes.
Ah! Okay.
Why?
And then I think she calls out. Everybody can see now, but she's like, Gorgas, three of them!
Yeah, Zephyr never called out. It's really weird considering she saw them.
I'm in watch, but I guess I'm frozen.
Are you trying to kill us all?
Two are in the shadows. Specifically.
It is Talitha's turn. It could be Buggles' turn.
Talitha.
No, it's my turn. I tied with Sydney.
You tied with Buggles, too.
And Buggles.
Are you guys 24 as well?
Three-way tie.
Oh, because it was natural.
Three-way.
Would you like to go first?
Three-way.
I will go first, actually, if that's all right with everyone.
Oh Matthew shit. Feels dumb.
Look at his dumb face.
Look at that.
Look at it.
Shove a ravioli in his mouth.
So, Buggles is going to paddle up along the perimeter of the firelight, get into a decent position to produce flame.
Ah.
Shroom. At this thing. Oh, that's very good. That is a... Hey, that is a 26 to hit.
That is a critical hit.
Yes!
Huge!
Awesome. Critical hit, huge, yeah.
Really,
you guys fought one Gorga when you were first level. Now you're fighting three. And it was a handful. Oh, no, excuse me, you fought two. Now you're fighting three at second level. See how the how much of a difference it is.
22 points of damage.
22 points of damage.
And
it is dead.
Yes.
Yeah. Amazing.
Awesome.
Holy shit.
That's very
We're a little more powerful.
Wow,
now.
Things got different at second level.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was great.
All right, so now it is Talitha's turn. Unless you have anything else you can do.
That was my all three actions.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Talitha will delay.
Delay for Talitha. Okay. Brother Ramius.
Brother Ramius will delay.
Very interesting.
He can't see them. Okay. He hears there's more in the trees, but he can't. Or in the beyond the light, but he can't see them.
Stay in the light. Remember, they have concealment in the shadows.
Stay in the light. All right.
And they have attacks of opportunity.
Do not forget.
Do not forget.
They have AOOs. They have AOOs.
This one first action moves 40 feet up to Asta.
Uh-oh.
And then is going to do a normal bite on Asta to start. And that's going to be a 20 to hit.
That hits.
Okay, we still don't know what class Asta is, but we know she can cast spells, and she can also take 7 points of piercing damage.
We know she can cast...
Ow.
Let's see, let's narrow it down. Arcane or divine spells.
Oh!
That's torturous trauma. It's is narrowed arcane it down considerably. And divine. Hey! Yeah, it doesn't narrow it down at all. I just realized.
Final action, we'll go to bite at your shadow. Give me a fortitude save.
Oh. Oh, boy. Ooh, 14.
It's a failure. All right, so you're going to take another. I don't know. What did you take the first time?
7.
You take another 7 points of piercing damage, and you see it get like beefier and stronger as it saps energy from your shadow. Eats it. Okay, that is its turn. Any of you guys want to go?
Are you going, Talitha?
I'm just trying to decide. No, I'm going to hold. I'm going to continue to hold for at least another.
You're going to continue to hold.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Okay, Brother Ramius is going to step up. He's going to step up, reach out to... Oh, my God. He's going to step up and reach out to...
Asta.
Asta.
Steve.
And he sees you reaching down for a katana, and he's going to reach down and say, "Keep or protect us through any means necessary." Meaning, like, who is this person? I don't even know who this is, but she seems like she's going to protect us, and he's going to cast magic weapon on
your sweet.
Katana.
Dope.
So it'll turn your katana into a plus one striking katana.
Dope.
Striking John, and you moved up to do that. Now it is the third Gorga's turn. That Gorga.
Hello, Gorga.
I am going to umbral leap this one right next to Buggles.
No! Oh, that's where I am.
Oh, Buggles!
And Buggles, give me a fortitude save.
A fortitude save?
As it bites at your shin.
That's one of my worst three saves. Oh, okay. That's not too bad. 21.
21, you're fine. Goes to bite at your shadow and nothing happens.
Awesome.
We finish out the round with Zephyr, unless Talitha would like to go.
Talitha will act. Will draw her rapier, because I was foraging. I assume I wasn't doing that with my sword.
Okay.
And then she will take a step, and she will take a strike at this Gorga.
Step and a strike.
Natural 20.
Oh, you're done!
Critical threat.
You're done.
Critical threat.
Look at that beautiful little GCP logo.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, that's just nice.
Okay, that is going to be a fan critical.
Fan critical from Bryce in Stirling, Scotland.
Rice?
Stirling Castle.
Rice?
It's the home of Stirling Castle in Scotland.
In Scotland.
I give a rating in.
The weight. You are rating in. The weight of experience.
What
is this? Knowledge is power.
Mm.
You know how to hurt things because you've spent a lot of time hurting things in the past.
Oh, truth hurts.
Oh. Double damage, and then add an additional amount of damage equal to your level multiplied by 3.
So plus 6.
So plus 6.
Okay.
And then it has stuff for a monster if a monster pulls this critical. But yeah, that's it. Just plus 6 bonus damage.
Double damn plus flat 6.
And the rapier is deadly. So I
guess. Oh.
Okay. That'll be...
He's going to need a minute.
25 points of damage.
And you kill it.
Yeah.
Oh, thank
you. Wow.
Thank you, Bryce.
That was awesome.
That... up. I mean, then that was just, it was going to be more than that, right? Did you roll the deadly and the plus 6?
No, that included the deadly.
Oh, gee, yeah. Wow, exactly.
I rolled a 6 on the d6 and a 7 on the d8.
Wow.
And you did not devise a strategy.
No, I didn't have the action.
So, yeah, bold. Just like went for the strike. That's awesome.
All right, you done?
I'm done.
Okay, Zephyr, you were the one that spotted this in the role play of the scene, but... slowest to act, so I imagine there was a bit of a hesitation here.
Yeah, like frozen with fear, but then the one that jumped up right in front of her, she was able to like parry or whatever.
It doesn't have to be fear.
Yeah,
maybe you just like
just
had to poop.
Surprise! Yeah, just holding in the poop that's about to exit.
But she had to focus on holding it.
It doesn't have to be anything embarrassing.
Hold it. I don't want to poop in front of our new friend. I have to be scared.
It's like I need to poop.
She seems really cool.
I'm supposed to be on watch, so maybe I'll just hold it. Like, wait, can I wait a little longer? And you're just like distracted thinking about it.
But
it could be a problem with your bow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I like that. Like, you can't get it strung.
You were whittling your arrows.
I just can't get them strung, but no worries, because, like, Buggle and Asta got it. So what I'm going to do is... Asta hit it for, like, 3 points. I did do 3 damage.
Well, yeah, she did do 3 damage.
Big
hitter. Asta is the hero of the combat thus far.
Yeah, I think we can all agree.
I said Buggles first. Okay. I'm going to move Nya.
Moving away.
Because I got my longbow. Now I'm 35 feet away.
She's going to poop.
She's gonna move away.
Right back.
Guys, I'll be right back.
I gotta go.
You guys got this under control.
I'm gonna go into
the
bush.
You know when you just have to go.
I'm
like, I wish I could help.
Walk you away like a sheriff. No. So I go away a little bit, and then I enter my monastic archer stance. One action, second action, well, third action of my turn. Flurry of blows.
Yeah.
Flurry of blows.
Bow, bow. How do I play my character again? Okay, here we go.
Flurry of show me what you got.
Ooh, math. 22 to hit.
That is a hit.
Yeah. Oh, guess what? I get to do. So with my new feat, stunning this.
Oh.
It does have the incapacitation trait, so if you are level 4, then that is affected.
I am not, but thank you for asking.
Sweet. So, because I'm so much stronger than I was before, my focused power of my flurry threatens to overwhelm my opponent.
Say that 3 times.
Wow, that is a real tongue.
Don't make fun of stutter. when I target the same creature with 2 strikes, so I guess I need to do the second one first.
Yeah.
If I target the same creature with 2 strikes from my flurry, I can try to stun. If either strike hits, I deal damage. Then you need to do a fortitude save.
All right, and 1 strike did hit. So let's resolve the second attack, and then we'll do stunning fist.
First strike is going to hit. Second strike is probably not going to hit. That's a natural 7.
Your ACs weren't crazy high.
But you take the map on it, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
With your plus.
Hit on a 20.
So it's only a plus 3. So that's a 10 to hit.
10. All right, so that's a miss, but you did hit. So you'll do damage on the first one. Let's roll that damage out.
Damage.
And then I'm wondering if Stunning Fist has a fortitude save.
Like, it does.
I'll prep that save.
Okay, cool. 1d8. Let me just find my dice. It's like I'm brand new to playing this all over again. 3 points of damage,
and I rolled a 12.
That's a fail against my class DC, so you are stunned 1.
Nice. Whoa. Badass. Huge.
Stunned.
Down.
1. Okay. Bringing up the stun condition once again. Stunned, you become senseless. It's like slowed, but it's a little...
But it goes away.
It goes away, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, great. So I am stunned 1.
And can I just say that Foundry is awesome?
Yeah.
This, yeah. Like, the way the light is pulsing the whole time, it just
yeah,
gets
the fire
me so
light.
In you, the zone.
You just, see the fire flickering?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, it's amazing.
It's just so much more atmospheric than,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty great. And these maps that they've, juiced up for this adventure path really make all the difference. For example, this map doesn't even exist in the adventure as written. They created it for the encounter.
Wow.
In the past, I would have to just grab random garbage off the internet. all right. So, yeah, I've added the stun condition. You see those?
Look at that.
Oh, going around his head.
Got a little purple Tinkerbell floating around his head.
Jump around 2. It's Asta's turn.
Okay. You see Asta slide her foot back in the dirt, like slowly. She's doing this like intricate, almost like dance, and her hands start to move, and I enter my arcane cascade stance. First action.
Sure, go, 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 go.
Then I spell strike.
What did you say?
That's right. I'm a magus.
Oh!
Oh!
Yeah!
Oh!
No!
No!
Yay!
We all know how well maguses do on this show.
Oh! Silence.
A long and storied history.
Silence. I noticed a lot of boos and a lot of yays, and Matthew said nothing.
Yep.
And I said I was a magus.
I was screaming from dismay for the enemy's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're doomed.
I said boo words.
So,
I was saying boo words.
This is my first time playing this class. It's very exciting to me. There's a lot of fun stuff. So my spell strike, basically, I channel a spell into a punch or a weapon thrust for a combined attack. So I'm going to cast one of my cool spells.
Oh, which one?
I'm going to cast Slashing Gust, which is like the air. I like manipulate the air to do slashing damage. So I channel that into my katana.
Okay, that would provoke an attack of opportunity.
But you're stunned.
And I don't see anything here that says I can't take a reaction while stunned.
Tits, I thought that was...
So I am going to bite you.
Ooh.
And probably roll a natural 20.
You really sure that's what you want to do? That's why?
Because if you crit, she loses the spell.
Yeah.
That's true.
This Norse Foundry die.
Will roll bad.
I have yet to roll a natural 20 with it. And I've been just rolling. Rolled a few ones.
Really thought that stunned was going to...
I haven't rolled in that 20. and I still haven't rolled enough. All right, but it might be a hit. It's going to be an 18 to hit.
Miss!
Oh!
Wow. She moves her
Phenomenal.
Foot around.
Phenomenal.
I feel like I rolled lower than that and hit you last round.
Nope, you didn't. So I use my attack to roll. I just roll my normal like attack with my katana to hit you. So let's see if I hit.
Okay, this is very important.
Wait, when did you pick up the katana?
Oh. Matthew. Oh, I can use my fist, though.
Yeah.
But I did roll a natural one.
Oh. Welcome to the Glass Cannon podcast, where nothing cool ever happens.
That's not true.
Wait a minute. You don't have a katana on you?
I didn't draw it.
You specifically laid it down on the ground.
No. I didn't draw it. It's back on me. But I didn't draw my weapon.
Yeah. So.
So I can't
laid,
use
I
it.
It
on the, anyway.
You laid it on the ground.
Anyways,
the forms on Paizo say you can't take reactions when you're stunned.
I think that's first edition.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Hey, Kate, I love and appreciate
No. I'm seeing what Kate's saying. It's second edition. But... It is.
I think we should wind it back.
Yeah, I'm not 100%.
Yeah, they don't say anything about reaction specifically, so I was doing.
I think we should wind it back because I rolled bad.
No, we're gonna have your fist miss. Your magical fist.
That's weird.
This fist is gonna miss because your fist.
This fist is gonna miss because your fist is gonna miss.
All right, this one. Oh man, woo! Swinging from Scotland to Australia. Let's go to Simon. In Wantirna, South Victoria. I'm sorry. Wantirna, South in Victoria, Australia.
Hi, Simon.
Hi, Simon.
The Scars of War.
Ooh, I like the title.
What's going on with your past?
Whoa.
You've been doing this for too long. Every day just seems to be another battle against another foe and another chance to succumb to your wounds.
Ooh.
You lose the motivation to keep doing this.
You take your katana and stick it in your stomach.
I seppuku myself. What does it say?
Seppuku.
Your attack misses. And you must roll a will save.
This is
Don't
awful.
Read further.
It's like your first fight and you're like, I can't fucking do this, guys.
This is
like,
embarrassing. Yeah. Like, I miss, I whiff and I go, I can't do this.
What if I you know, very honestly, Siri, like, I give you a ton of credit. If I built a Magus as my backup character and on my first spell strike, I rolled a natural one, this entire tray of dice would be With over there.
That's a nat 17
okay.
plus 6. I mean, I'm assuming I pass.
It is the creature's AC. 23. Yes.
Yeah, it's a success, not critical, if it matters.
On a success, you are slowed one for two rounds.
Okay, not the worst.
What was failure?
Failure was slowed two for two rounds.
I imagine.
Only one action around, and then
that would have completely destroyed her action economy.
Yeah.
I imagine in this situation, this is because of the magic, you know, it's like wild magic surging or whatever. And we're near the wild woods. Like I just went to use a spell and it just like time got messed up, you know, like it was just like, whoa, what is happening?
Like shadows shifting.
I stood up too fast.
Yeah, I stood up too fast.
What were those mushrooms that you foraged?
That Brother Ramius gave you.
I shouldn't have smoked that flay leaf. Like,
You took a hit. Taking that hit.
Yep.
You took a hit.
Run the tape back.
Thank you, Simon. That's a good one.
The gateway.
You've been doing this for too long.
The gateway.
Wait. We heard it. We just didn't laugh.
We did hear it.
Because it wasn't that funny. And then you doubled down.
Kept going.
I got to give you credit for doubling down.
I don't think they heard me.
I'm not going to let this
go. If you didn't follow up, it would have been neatly cut out of the episode. But now.
Now it's a moment.
That's there forever.
Now you're going to see it on TikTok.
Again and again and again
and again and again.
I sit down.
Maybe she foresaw that she would be relentlessly mocked for repeating the joke, thus making it funny.
Maybe she's
there
doing
you go.
It for the TikTok.
Now it's like one of the top 10 funniest moments in network history.
There you go.
I'm all over YouTube.
I'm sure this character is going to have a long storied history on the show.
It sounds like it.
It is a little bit embarrassing for your... I guess it's a second attack,
I
right?
sure hope nobody saw that.
I mean, I guarantee you, Brother Ramius will never cast magic weapon on your sword again. You don't even use it.
What'd you do? Reach down to the ground
and giant katana at your side and you...
And you're punching...
You're punch the dog in the face.
Thank you, Brother Ramius.
I don't know what you did, but thank you.
like a punch with absolutely no leg power in it whatsoever.
The wrist, the terrible wrist.
It's like Skidley. Oh, that'll do it in.
Is this how you do stunning fists?
Like you're fly fishing.
She wasn't sure. For a minute, she wasn't sure if she was going to punch or cast a spell. So she's kind of like...
like the glass cannon, hello. It's going to be Buggle's turn right after this quick break!
So it's still cold and flu season. Don't know what it's like for you all, but... as someone with a small child in daycare, or really, I mean, I suppose this could apply to anyone who lives on this earth amongst people. It's been a little brutal with the constant stream of just illness. It's weird having a body, actually, is what I'm starting to think more and more as I get older. And I don't know. I mean, just felt like I wasn't doing a lot to kind of acknowledge that and support that. So when I started drinking AG1 daily, I felt like I was starting each day with just focusing on my health for just a few minutes as I drank it, right? That's because AG1 is a foundational nutrition supplement that supports your body's universal needs like gut optimization, stress management, and immune support. Since 2010, AG1 has led the future of foundational nutrition, continuously refining their formula to create a smarter, better way to elevate your baseline health. So we traveled over the holidays, and my wife and I both brought the AG1 canister with us. And every morning, we made ourselves some AG1, and everyone was very confused. We ended up kind of selling it to all of our family because they are, you know, they also have small kids, or they interact with my small kid or what have you. But it was, you know, I don't know if we converted customers. And it really has become part of our routine to drink this AG1 every morning and to put our health first. And I think that's really important. And I think we might have convinced one or two people. Who knows? Voice gets higher. AG1 is the supplement I trust to provide the support my body needs daily. If you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/glasscannon. That's drinkag1.com/glasscannon. Check it out.
Buggles, can you please add some class and respect back to this combat?
Okay. Buggles is not going to unleash his psyche. Okay. He's going to suppress Siaka Ock's presence. Ooh. And like, oh, I just, no, I want to do this myself. And he is just going to fire off a ray of frost.
Okay.
That's an 11 to hit, so that's a miss.
Yes.
So he's just like, this glittering ray like goes off in the darkness, and instead he's like, oh, he squints his eyes and he uses a new ability. He is going to unleash a psi burst at the creature.
Really?
So I'm going to need a fortitude save from it.
Fortitude save. All right, I rolled a pretty poor fortitude save last time. It's going to be a 19.
Okay, that's a successful save. So you take half damage. You take 4 points of bludgeoning damage as the raw power of my mind batters the inside of his skull.
Okay. I didn't care for that.
That's fun. It's a fortitude save. It's
like, yeah, it can do either. Like, I can go against the mind, I can do mental damage, or bludgeoning damage.
That's awesome.
That's very cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like, having that kind of flexibility is huge.
Yeah.
You see, different enemies have different strengths.
You could use it against undead, I guess.
Yeah. I can't. Yeah, either way. And it's nice having like this just third action thing that like automatically does something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alrighty then. It is the Gorga's turn. And the Gorga only has 2 actions at the start of his turn, but stunned will now go away. He has not used his Umbral Leap yet and will use it to leap back into the darkness away from the party, so that he can come back next turn with more actions. It is Brother Ramius's turn.
Tricky. Seeing the creature jump back, Brother Ramius is... this is interesting. He's going to step back and away from Asta. He doesn't want to be in her aura of failure. So he's going to create a little distance.
I should put that on Asta.
Yeah. Do you have an aura of failure?
I think I do have one.
He's going to step back away from Asta, not knowing exactly where this creature is, backing away somewhat in fear, but also tactically. He wants to create more space, and he is going to cast Heal on Asta. So he will heal Asta.
That's thanks.
That's her failure aura, by the way.
That's her failure aura.
Oh, come on. It's not that big.
Amazing.
It's smaller and
it's like
sadder.
A coin dropped in the ocean.
That's how I feel right now.
He will heal you for 16 hit points.
Oh, I'm back nice. Up to full. Thank you.
Nice. Max heal. If I did that right, which I think I did. Yes, so he will cast a heal. So there you go.
Awesome. Good for you and your heal. Talitha, you're up.
Okay. Talitha is going to stealth up to behind this rock to see if she can stay out of the sight of the creature.
Ooh, a little stealther.
Yeah. So I'll roll stealth, and I move at half speed, right, if you're moving stealthily?
Yeah, I believe so, yep.
Okay, this is going to be against the perception DC of the John.
All right, not a great roll. 12.
Okay, you don't think you were very stealthy.
All right, I'm going to commit to it anyway.
Bend to the bit.
And I'll get behind that rock, that'll be my turn. Yeah, that'll be my turn.
Okay. Zephyr.
I already know about this thing.
Damn it. This thing is behind rocks, so I don't have, like, line of sight, right?
Yeah.
Are these rocks really short?
Yeah, I might not have even thought about that if Matthew didn't make such a big deal about the height of these rocks.
Maybe I'm crouching down. That's why I'm moving so slowly.
Did you hear the word crouch, kid?
Just now I did.
That's true. You have to go around the rocks.
All right. I can't because I'm in my stance, and if I do, that means I need to drop my bow to exit the stance, and then what?
Wait,
really? I don't understand what you're saying.
Right? Isn't that what we decided?
No, you can move.
No, you can move.
You can move freely.
I'm in my stance.
You can move freely.
I can move in my stance.
Yes. We figured all this out. It took a very, very
long
time.
Was I there?
Time.
Yes. Yeah.
Times you weren't. You were on cannon fodder's.
Yeah, the only thing we've decided is in order to get out of the stance, you have to drop or stow the bow.
This was
drop
over pizza. This was at, didn't we talk about it at the...
We talked about it multiple times.
The restaurant, though.
I'm not always listening.
Yeah.
Well, there was a pizza in the way.
Pizza.
There's okay. Pizza in the way. So you can move. If you want to get out of the stance, you got to stow or drop the bow.
I don't want to leave the stance, but I do want to move.
Otherwise, you move. It does not break the stance.
20, I want to move. Yeah. Ooh, that's the ruler.
So straight north, 25 feet.
Yep. That's my movement.
Get a clear shot on this creature, perhaps.
And let me just double check with the ruler. Yes, 35 feet. You're outside my volley still, so that's a move. First action. I'm still in monastic archer stance, so boom. Flurry of blows.
Yeah, stun
again.
It again.
Let's go.
Flurry of blows.
I'm gonna try the roller on this John.
Okay,
25.
Oh,
that's a hit.
Nice.
Oh, now here's the thing.
I'm gonna be able to try to stun you again.
It is. I think you have to roll a flat check where it's in the darkness.
Yeah,
but she can see.
No, you can't.
Oh.
She doesn't have dark vision.
I thought she did.
Yeah, no, when you click on... If you're watching at home, you can see that that's just a little pool of John there.
Yeah, anytime you see that pool of John, you got to roll a flat check.
Why are we just going to let pool of John go unchecked?
But it's also like, does it have an extra ability or that doesn't matter here because it's so dark?
What do you mean?
Doesn't the creature have an innate ability that gives it concealment in dim light?
Yeah, it can always hide in dim light or darkness.
But that's an action.
A hide, capital H.
Got it. Okay.
So right. It's DC 10 or 5?
I believe in this case it's DC low light. 10 because you can't see it at all. It's not like it's concealed. It's hidden from her, right?
No, I think it's...
It's hidden, not undetected.
It's hidden.
It's a DC 10, 11.
All right, so... It's hidden, not concealed. It's going to be DC 11 as opposed to DC 5.
Believe so.
Yes.
I know it's not DC 5. It's not DC 10, right? It's DC 11.
It's DC 11, yeah. Whenever it comes up, and I'll sit there and I'll read hidden, concealed, undetected, observed, and I always walk away and be like, got this. And then we get into the frozen, and I'm like, what is it again?
I don't got it.
All right, so DC 11.
Come on.
13.
Oh, there we go.
Nice.
All right, give me that sweet, sweet damage.
So the damage is 1d8.
You did hit, though, right?
And I did hit.
Awesome.
So that's 5 points of damage, and then you have to roll a fortitude save.
Okay. Did you miss on the other attack?
I did not roll that yet, actually.
Okay. That one's going to have a DC 11 as well.
So, yeah. Right. Typically, you roll it first. You roll the flat check first.
That makes sense.
And that way you would know. Like, you wouldn't get a crit, be like, yeah! And then...
I prefer it the other way, just because then you're sad.
Yeah, it is better for a show.
Second just attack.
That moment of sadness.
Just because it's torturous for us individually doesn't make it better for the show, necessarily.
Yeah, it does.
But roll the flat check first.
Do it all for you.
Roll the flat check before I roll?
You can do whatever you want.
It's your character.
It's the 70s, man.
It's the 70s, man.
Free love, free action. Listen, I just want to be... keep a 100.
Yep.
I rolled my second attack already on Demiplane, our lovely sponsor.
Okay.
And did you know that you can roll natural ones on Demiplane?
On Demiplane?
I did.
So we're going to talk to them about that?
So that, are we,
you know what?
Is that just a thing in the beta?
Are they still our sponsor?
Here's the good thing. You don't have to roll the flat check.
Well, no, that was the flat check.
Oh, yeah. That's a flat. I don't think that's how.
Shio's emotionally connected to that being need to hit. Please, Joe, let's use these nicely
ding,
paid-for fan
fumbles. One's ranged. Oh, I never liked ranged ones. They always hurt your friends.
Yep.
All right, this one from Ian in Rochester, New York.
Hey!
Rochester!
That's upstate of the state we live in.
You
that's
sure it's upstate. Ian? Because we have an Ike.
Oh, it's Ike. No, it's Ian. Okay. Ian from Rochester. I got him.
Oh, it's Ike.
Oh, I can't read.
Pan shot. Uh-huh. Your ranged attack bounces off the armor of your foe, striking the nearest ally within 15 feet there of your intended target.
No one's near the intended target.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's right. It moved away.
Yeah,
and now
I'm
35
feet away.
Nothing's within
from 15 it.
Feet.
No one.
Yep.
Thank you.
So it's just a
so much, Ian.
Thanks, Ian.
Miss.
Thanks, Ian.
See
Ian. Love you.
Love you.
Anyway, back to the fun part. Can you roll a fortitude save?
Yeah.
All
yeah.
right. 23.
Oh, that's a pass.
All right.
You're not stunned.
We go.
But I did roll the damage, right?
Yes, you did.
Okay. Fine.
And he's hurt. And we're going to the top.
Oh, wait. I'm not done.
Oh.
I moved and then I did Flurry of Blows once.
That is correct.
Be it from me.
And then I have one more action. I don't think I can do. Yeah, no, I can't. I'm just going to do one more strike. So my third strike.
Okay.
With my longbow.
Okay.
Here we go.
Very low chance to hit.
That's a one. It's not a natural one. It's a three, but then with all the negatives, it's an adjusted one.
Dirty one.
Wow, okay.
Ooh, 31.
Dirty one. You don't get too many dirty ones.
Now it's the top of round three, and during all of your turns, I did some research here on the Pathfinder 2E subreddit, which I imagine is as terrible as ours. but they did say gaining and losing actions. So this is from the Core Rulebook. Some effects are even more restrictive. Certain abilities, instead of or in addition to changing the number of actions you can use, say specifically that you can't use reactions. Stun does not say that. The most restrictive form of reducing actions is when effect states that you can't act.
Can't act.
Which is what it says. This means you can't use any actions or even speak. When you can't act, you don't regain your actions and reaction on your turn.
Yeah.
Wait, so you're saying stunned does have that or it doesn't? No,
it does. It says you can't act.
So?
But so he couldn't have taken an AO.
I couldn't have taken an AO, but it didn't hit you.
But you could act because you're only stunned one, right? So you had two actions.
No, it's you can't act, and then at the start of your turn, you regain your actions and you regain one less.
I see.
But you know what's weird is like it says when you can't act, you don't regain your actions and reaction on your turn. That happened before my turn.
Yeah, but stunned also specifically says, right? Doesn't it? When you regain your actions, you gain. There's stunned.
Oh yeah, when you
has
regain
a value.
Your action, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
So what it's saying is, in that in between time, you can't act. You're stunned,
aka you cannot take.
But then the stunned comes off during your turn, and I think the way it manifests is you just have less actions.
You just have less.
So if you're stunned two, you only have one action to do. If you're stunned three, that's basically stunned for a full round.
Basically, a lot of things will say you lose your reaction, or it didn't say that. That's what I went by. But when it says you can't act while stunned, there's another thing in the core rulebook that says if something says you can't act, this is what it means.
Mm-hmm. And you're no longer, that's the thing, is like as soon as you regain your actions, you're no longer stunned. You know what I mean? You,
yeah.
You lose that action and then you're not stunned
anymore. But you missed anyway.
Missed anyway, so it didn't matter. But it's just good to know next time if you're stunned, you...
This has been rules chat.
Because this is going to happen a lot.
This has been rules chat.
That's actually pretty wild that, like, if you're in the stance, now at second level, any time you hit with Flurry of Blows,
if
you
I target
stun.
That same target twice and I hit
Oh, it has to be the same target twice.
Any of those hit, I have a chance.
That's fantastic.
That's great.
Yep. Yeah, Stunning Fist is way better in second edition.
Dude, first edition was like once a day.
What?
And you never it never scaled up, I feel like. So after third level, you never used Stunning Fist.
Once again, monks suck. 20.
Well, you know who doesn't suck? Asta.
Asta.
But you are slowed one.
Yeah.
Two rounds. This is the first.
I am just going to move.
There's little snowflakes going around you because you're cold and slow.
I'm going to move up towards this like bush and kind of just tuck behind it, knowing that I'm slowed and I can't do much this round. And I'm going to draw my katana.
Second action.
So that's it.
Yes.
So I'm going to move and then draw my katana and just wait.
And Brother Amius thinks in his head, she does use the katana.
The katana is glowing.
This woman is an enigma.
Now, I don't want to hold you over the coals, but there seems to be a bit of a debate on where this katana was.
Well,
Matthew
doesn't matter now.
Seems to think it was on the ground.
I could scoop it as I
it was
go.
On.
It was on the ground.
Well, you can spend an action to pick it up and then go.
What did you drop?
Was she late?
No.
She very specifically.
Matthew is...
No. In your reality, it was on the ground.
No, Matthew is correct. I had said, I take my katana off. I was kneeling and I laid it down. And then
oh,
I
that's right. It was
turned,
like the ceremonial thing which is, before you rested.
It's her shtick.
Do you see the way Kate visibly recoiled?
In my reality, I wasn't fully listening.
Matthew was correct.
I know. I'm sorry.
And
my
Kate,
reality,
I'm sorry. Please don't hurt me.
My reality is always what's most tactically advantageous to the players.
Mm-hmm.
And at no point,
that
though,
is not.
That's completely
you're lying.
Untrue.
You just told a lie.
It Let's
is,
be honest,
it is actually
though.
A lie.
At no point did you use an action to scoop up that sword.
Now I did.
You just scooped it up as you were walking
just,
from 40 feet where from where
I heard you
were.
Moved to the bush and drew your katana.
No, I just scooped it up and I moved to the bush.
So scoop, move to the bush.
And that's all my actions because I'm slowed.
The bush
scoop,
says,
move.
Hey.
Scoop and move.
Scoop and move.
Hey. The bush speaks?
I'm,
hey, how's it going?
I'm in a fight.
Okay.
How are you?
How are you talking to a bush?
How are you?
I'm all right.
What are you doing?
It's God.
What's your name?
Asta. And yours?
Jim.
Nice to meet you. And she brushes the bush and turns back to the group.
We're all staring at her.
Asta, what the hell?
Why?
The bush never spoke. It's just the drugs.
I'm ready.
And now it's Buggles.
Jim's here now.
Jim's here.
Jim's
now.
Here,
Jim's
everyone.
Here now, everyone. We'll be okay.
Buggles toddles along to get into a better position. He sees so what Asa's doing. That's it. Hugs, not drugs. He gets into position. And he is still not going to unleash Siaka Ak. He's like, no, prove this to myself. Throws a produce flame at the creature.
Nice.
And a flat check. Fails.
Ah.
Flat check.
But then.
Oh, wait, no.
Obvious.
I don't need the flat check because I have dark vision, right?
Yes, you have dark vision. You
okay.
can see it.
All right, so that's a 15 to hit.
That's a miss. Okay.
But it hits the, like, grass and weeds and shit, right?
Yeah.
Lights on fire.
Hats
and
on
creates
fire.
Light all around the creature.
Yep.
Ooh.
Fantastic idea, Skid.
Really worked out.
I don't like the way you play. The Gorga turn. The Gorga come up. The Gorga bite.
The Gorga come up.
Buggles bite. It's going to be a 24 to hit.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Buggles!
All right, so Buggles gets bit by this Gorga for 6 points of piercing damage. And then second action, it takes a bite out of your shadow.
Ooh.
Give me a fortitude save.
Fortitude save is a 21.
You're all right.
He keeps pre-rolling
rocks.
The
I'm
damage.
Ready.
He's ready.
I'm ready for a crit fail. I got multiple D4s. All right. This thing is still kicking. Brother Ramius, it has re-entered the light right at the fringe.
Brother Ramius trying to bring his boldness out from nowhere. I actually, by the way, rolled a natural 20 on the save against Flayleaf, coincidentally. So he was not, did not get any of the effects from it. He sobered right up. He comes up, he's going to say, "Away, fell creature!" and going to cast
a divine lance at this thing.
Okay.
And try to strike it.
Bye, bye, bye.
With some holy DiMaggio. Let's go, Norse Foundry. Oh, that's an 18.
Okay. You have a nice clean shot on that.
Back to the map.
How do you feel?
I would say
clean,
you would get a plus one cover. I would think.
Still a hit.
Beautiful. That is going to be 6 points of holy damage.
Holy damage.
Holy damage.
Holy damage.
You've been getting too long and I've been...
Holds out his hands, white light sears through and hits this creature right.
Lights up the whole
eyeball pools.
It is Talitha's turn.
Okay, Talitha is going to come back around the rock.
Ooh.
To get into combat with the Gorga.
Oh, this thing is Tidsville.
Maybe not. She's first going to devise a stratagem. Natural 19.
Nice. Oh. Do you want to use it for the attack?
I think I'm going to use it for the attack, Joe. Thanks for checking.
Hey, how about that?
I cast Mage Armor.
Okay, so that will be a 27 to hit.
That's a critical hit.
Oh! Yeah!
Two critical attacks,
crit, two crit, crits from Talitha.
Yeah, she killed the first two within like 45 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this one has
my
been up and
third
about.
Crit on a Gorga.
Oh my
wow.
God.
Wow.
That should be an achievement.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, you've unlocked you or like unlocked. A bottle cap.
Right. Gorga Slayer. You get the like PlayStation badge.
Yeah. It's
yeah.
Kills comes up in the corner.
Okay.
Gorga Slayer.
Gorga Slayer.
Gorga Slayer. All right. So I also get the extra D6 from my strategic strike.
Yeah.
That won't be doubled, though, I believe.
Yes. Yes. Right?
Does it get doubled?
Yeah. Everything gets doubled except the deadly die.
Yep. Yep.
Double D, double.
Okay.
Jeepers, okay. Dude. Stop. Some of us want to have fun, too.
Save some for the children.
Okay, yeah. So that will be 22 points of damage.
Explodes.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It comes all over rock. Buggle's face.
By the way, Brother Ramius, I'm going to give this to you. Actually, Asta, welcome to the group. The creature is now flat-footed until the beginning of my next turn.
Oh.
You.
Asta goes like this with her katana. Ching, ching, like an anime. And now all the Gorgas lie dead. And she nods.
She winks to Jim.
Wink. Bush winks back.
Wink.
It's very trippy.
And she walks back over to the group.
What?
Oh, hey.
Oh.
Hi.
What did you do to that creature? You spoke some words and reached out a hand and it seemed to cripple from the inside. What was that?
I damaged its internal organs.
What was it?
It was a spell.
Some dark magic? Where did you learn this?
Don't tell them, Jim says.
Jim, I...
Oh, is she talking to that bush?
I have to.
I can't be trusted.
Well, I studied for a long time in the Wildwoods. I know many different types of magic.
Ah. Well,
it seemed you tried to imbue your blade with the power of a spell.
It seems somebody beat me to it. Thank you for that. I'm sorry I couldn't be more handy with it.
Do you use it ever in fights? Or do you simply use it when cooking?
My katana?
So rude.
Really rude.
She or grips it.
I don't know her. I'm just curious. I'm asking.
Use
Zephyr
it in
takes
combat,
a step back.
Or just to create your mise en place.
Ripping her katana.
You use it for chopping peppers. And cooking.
And then she sighs. And she laughs. That was a joke. That's a joke. It's been a long time since I've traveled with others. I'm not used to fighting in such a large group. But you're also capable.
Yes, Talitha, very impressive, very impressive.
Quite.
Talitha gets very uncomfortable.
Doesn't like compliments?
No.
Well, this was an interesting night.
That was pretty cool, except for when you were talking to that bush. But yeah, thanks.
That was weird.
All the things in the forest talk.
We should make sure that there are no others around before we rest for the evening.
I can walk the perimeter.
As will I. I won't be able to sleep until I do.
I am bleeding. I don't make
Oh, I'm so
bother.
Sorry,
oh,
Buggles.
Oh.
Did not notice. Come here. I'll take care of you.
Oh, thank you.
We'll patch you right up. And I will do... How far down are you?
6 points.
6 points. All right, so he'll do a treat wounds. Regular treat wounds. Oh, my God. And I get it.
Barely.
On the... No- thank you, Matthew.
Thank you, Matthew.
Totally unnecessary.
Completely unnecessary. 11 points of mundane medic healing.
Hatch me up expertly.
There we go. All better.
I search the Gorga's body for loot.
You search the Gorga's bodies for loot. They are lootless. However, the one that's laying on the ground next to Zephyr and Brother Ramius and now you.
It's a collar?
It doesn't have a collar, but you do notice as it lies back dead, its dark pools just still rotating, shining off the light, is revealing like a mark on its neck that looks really familiar. And you point it out to the others, and you all look and see a marking on its neck that is almost identical to the one you saw outside of your room at the inn.
Oh.
It's a long person that kind of looks like a star.
Star man.
Is it a brand? Was it burned into the creature's skin?
Is it arcane looks, mark? Is that the spell?
It actually looks like it's scarred directly into the skin of the creature.
This creature's...
He sicked his dogs on us.
I wonder... Do you think he knows we are here? Do you think he knows where we are at all times?
Seems like it.
All times? Perhaps we're... not unobserved in this forest. Asta is correct. Perhaps all the elements that are living in the forest do speak in some fashion.
Do you think he will speak to one of us?
You should call out to him right now.
I wouldn't wish that upon any of us.
You saw what happened to that kid.
I know. What do we do if it happens to one of us?
We kill them.
All heads swivel to Asta.
And then she looks and she smiles her sharp tooth fanged smile. That was a joke. I'm joking too. I tell jokes a lot.
Careful, says Jim.
Jim?
They're wise to you.
Good night. I said good night.
I love you.
She pets the bush.
Blossoming relationship.
Never go to bed angry.
Now, Jim. Now.
If we ever sell action figures, I want to sell a Jim Bush action figure. Yes. We're running out of ideas. Jim the Bush.
Jim the Bush.
You don't even need. How about just Jim Bush?
Jim Bush. Jim Bush.
I want to see that on a box, like a Bush's, children's toy.
Bush's baked beans.
Jim Bush. It's just a bush.
I wonder if you could do like a little. You could have like a little lever in the back where you can make the leaves kind of
move like a mouth, out,
like it's talking.
The mouth, or it just winks. That's his action move.
Brother Ramius.
Yes.
If we are approached. We need to be honest with one another. If anything speaks to us, it's too dangerous to hold any information. I know that I'm new, but it's far too dangerous.
Yes, very good.
What are you doing?
He's grabbing his roach that he dropped by the campfire.
Just like just touching it into the edge of the fire.
Bro, we all watch you.
We'll be important. If this happens to you, you must tell the others. We must swear to each other.
Brother, you still have to do your watch at some point. And
I'll do it in the morning. I'll do it in the morning. We must promise each other. If you hear his voice in your head, you will tell someone.
I already said that. I just said that.
I agree, but I'm saying we should all agree.
Regurgitating what I said.
Asa, he always does this.
Does he do this every night?
It's because he thinks he's the boss because he's older.
I don't think
I'm the boss. In fact, I've never been the boss.
We shouldn't. We should not be imbibing. We should not be imbibing so close to the Wildwoods.
This is fun. This is actually so strange to say it with these horrible creatures here, but this is the most fun that I've had in months. Thank you, Zephyr. You're always so honest.
And you go to sleep.
I'm going to bed. My watch is over.
If you didn't cut that off, you just kept going.
I was waiting for Troy to end scene.
The six of you fall asleep. For the Ramius, Talitha, Buggles, Zephyr, Asta.
He's so high.
I'm still on. I don't think I'm the boss.
Don't you?
I thought I'm the boss.
Never been a boss.
You go to sleep. Next day, get up. We just see your feet walking away from a campfire that's been doused. Bodies of three Gorgas already rotting in the distance.
We track whoever makes those feet. Whoever's feet those are.
What?
We track them.
It's our feet. It's
your feet. Oh. It's like, you... Did you catch some of Brother Ramius?
You're one hell of an investigator.
Who's driving? I'm driving. You make your way in the direction of Thinland's farms. Must be some connection. It's going to be a little bit of a trek. A couple hours into the day, I imagine you're all on high alert. Both
oh, yeah.
Gorga attacks.
Especially Ramius.
Especially Ramius. And
do you think that they'll attack during the day? No, right? Be fine during the day.
They certainly have an advantage at night.
They do. I think, if I were them, I would wait until the sun went down.
Did Pa get attacked during the day?
It was the end of the day.
Yeah, it was the end of the day. He was returning from town, right? Yeah. From the selling at the market.
If it wasn't night, it was a crepuscular time.
Yes, I believe they will only attack at night. We should be on, watch for wild animals, but...
And also, Asta is in her kitsune form. Because it's not useful to do a human form when they're traveling in the woods. It doesn't matter. But she warns everybody. I'll be traveling like this. And she just looks like a giant fox with 9 tails. Like a humanoid fox person. And she has fur and claws.
I mean, you could describe it, or we could just see it.
Ooh!
What?
Whoa.
What? There's another one? Oh my God.
That's wow.
Amazing.
It's so dope. She's wow. so cool.
It's so amazing. Oh, look at the 9 tail. They're all white.
Yeah, she's got this white fur and her big ears sprout from the top of her head. And she's still in her robes. Like she still sort of has like human form, but everything is covered in fur. Her fingers and nails grow even longer, more claw-like. She has her katana still. But yeah, these 9 tails kind of just like go around her. Sometimes they wrap around her when she gets cold, but they kind of just like do their own thing. They're all just like moving around.
She looks like she's in a hair metal band.
Yeah.
Yeah. She, big hair.
Oh, yeah. Imagine like headbanging on stage. Yeah. She'd be crazy.
She'd be the lead singer.
Dragged
in.
Nice. Look what the fox dragged in.
Fox drag.
So now I've added that to our party sidebar here is Asta and Asta Kitsune form.
So cool.
Awesome.
Pretty, pretty sweet.
She all pets right. Buggles on the head.
Asta, have you spent she your whole me. Life in the wildwood?
Zephyr, she petted me.
Oh, that's funny.
I pet him with a tail.
Oh, she touched me with the tail, Zephyr.
I wonder if maybe you could ride her.
I don't know.
Would she not like that? Are you growling at me?
Could you ask her for me?
I can hear you.
Hey, Asta.
She heard me.
Do you think Buggles could have just a little bit of a ride?
She looks at everyone the way that they're looking. How is everyone looking at her when they ask this?
Talitha thinks this sounds unspeakably rude. And isn't saying anything because it's so awkward.
Brother Ramius.
He's so afraid of horses and mules. I'm not calling you a horse or a mule.
It's like a dog, but friendly. And
yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I'm not a dog.
You don't ride dogs.
I'm a kitsune. I'm not an animal.
No, just so. I'm sorry, just so fuzzy and pretty.
Oh.
I just thought that maybe.
No, that's okay. You know what? Okay. You know what? Fuck it. And she picks him up.
Fuck it.
Picks him up. She's really strong. She just picks him up and she puts him on her shoulders and her hair is like flowing. She just goes, just grab my hair.
Oh, I feel like I'm tall as a person.
He's just sort of like kicking at
How
your shoulders.
How could you not want to give him everything?
It's so cute. All right. And she gives Buggles a piggyback ride for a while.
And
top of the world.
Yeah. So now you don't even need the ox cart unless you're just dragging it along. But let's say you do because maybe.
I'm riding it. I'm driving it.
You're driving it. Okay, great.
We're going to need to bring back the bodies of the people who die in the next encounter.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's true.
You're a few hours into the day. You're heading... in the direction of the Wildwood, but the area where Thinland's Farms is just kind of like to the northwest And you have to go over a river, the Golden Rum River, at a certain point. So you get to the riverbank, and it's a little wide, so you kind of have to choose which way you want to go, east or west. You guys, I'm not going to make you roll these checks, but eventually you find a bridge that crosses it. And when you get to the other side, if you're all on high alert, which I assume you are, you notice someone with the distance by themselves, kind of walking in your direction. And they see you, and they say, hello, travelers. From whence do you come?
Hold.
What do they look
Stay
like?
Stay close.
Bagos, does he look like a human?
Looks like a human man.
A trap.
Hello there.
Stay behind me, Bagos.
We come from Seven Arches.
Seven Arches. Yes. Good. I am from Seven Arches as well.
Perception check to see what the hell is going on with this guy.
Yeah.
Seems like he's lying. 17.
I'm going to do a perception check like on the sides of the road to see if there's anybody hiding.
20.
Seven. I'm too busy talking to Buggles and getting him off my shoulders.
26 on looking off the sides of the road.
You don't see anyone else in the area. You feel like you're really taking in, and he's approaching very cautiously. I don't want to say he has his hands up in the air, but he's not, like, rushing at you. I imagine meeting someone on the road is frightening, especially during these times, but I'm by myself, and I mean you no harm. I'm looking for someone, and perhaps you've seen a man.
Perhaps we have. What does he look like?
Skinny, handsome. He has a wooden septum piercing. He sometimes wears the garb of the rulers of Seven Arches.
The Oak Stewards.
Yes, the Oak Stewards. He sometimes will have the headdress and everything, but I don't know.
Who is this man in relation to you?
A friend.
And what's your name?
Malkior.
Malkior?
Malkior.
Yeah, we know that name.
We know that name.
Yep.
This
we know that
bee.
Name. Take it to the notes.
Scrolling up my notes. Going to find the thing.
Sydney's
it's in here because I wrote it down because I was like, what the fuck is that name? I can't find it.
I can't find it.
I don't think you met or heard of anyone named Malkior.
Yeah, I don't have that in my notes.
What?
We know this.
Who is this man you're seeking? What is his name?
His name is Varna. He is an Oak Steward, and he went missing. And I'm trying to find him.
Are you armed?
I am.
Let's see it.
Pulls out three shotguns. I have a hunting license.
Set them on the ground, please.
I have a...
three shots. Just like, clang, clang, clang onto the ground.
That's it. Oh, wait. A couple more. No, you want me to lay my weapons to the ground? There's one of me and five of you.
You seem rather nervous, sir.
I am, because there's one of me and five of you.
We are friendly.
I hope. What were you doing in Seven Arches, if I may ask?
You may not. We're on our way to the Thinlands farm.
All right. Have you seen a man, thin, possibly wearing the guise of an Oak Steward, wooden septum piercing?
We've seen many Oak Stewards, and not so many are friendly in these parts. Do you know if your friend is allied with those at Seven Arches or with those who have rebelled against the authority there?
Rebellion. He has nothing to do with that.
So you know of it?
I would know, yes. Yes, it's out there. He told me about it, said that it was nothing to be too concerned about.
He's Where are you coming from, sir?
Coming from around here.
I thought you said you were from Seven Arches.
I live nearby Seven Arches. I don't live in the city. I want to find my friend. And if you don't know, could you please just let me go?
Well, perhaps we can help you.
How?
Well, there's one of you, and there's seven of us. Or five.
She sees two.
You can step out from the bushes now. Brother Ramius says.
She's still
our two ninjas.
She's still talking to the bushes. Five of you, and there's seven of us.
Bush is following her.
I turned around. Like,
oh, just look around.
Where'd everyone go? I'm back.
They're not giving us the drugs anymore.
Really lingering effect.
She's a lush.
That's very, very Varner. Thoughtful, if you mean to help.
Hey, Varner sounds familiar to me, but...
Malkier also sounds familiar. I don't know why.
Never heard these names.
Varner. Varner.
He's not the only one that's disappeared.
When did he disappear?
Maybe a week ago. I've kind of lost track of time.
So not on the missing during the missing moment?
No, but all of these things... Did you say it aloud or no?
Sure.
Okay. Most of these disappearances started after that night.
Most of.
Yes, he's not alone in disappearing. And I'm not talking just about the ones that walked through and never came back. I think there are people being taken. And I think Vana is in danger. He wouldn't join up with this rebel cause. And he certainly didn't walk through any gate. I saw him after the missing moment. But he's gone. And I haven't given up hope. But I cannot find him.
Do you think what happened to him... Do you think what... Do you think... What am I trying to say? Do you think what happened to Hatria Pebblesworth could be what happened to Varner?
I don't know who that is.
People are dying.
I know that. There are creatures. Gorgas attacking. A lot more than usual.
And have you come into the Wildwood alone?
I have.
It's very brave.
To look for your friend?
Yes.
Where does your friend live?
In Seven Arches.
But you don't live in Seven Arches.
No, I'm outside of town.
What does that mean, exactly?
I just...
Do you live in a house? Is it nice?
It's fine. It's modest.
Square footage.
I just...
How many bathrooms?
Two and a half.
Do you live alone?
Yes.
Do you live in the Wildwoods?
No. I live just outside of Seven Arches.
Take us to your house. Feed us dinner.
It's nowhere near here.
Cook for us.
It's nowhere near here.
I've been walking.
I don't believe you.
For days trying to find my.
Well, we make our way to the Thinlands Farms, where we believe some answers to these questions may be reached. You're welcome to travel with us if you'd like.
Yes, come with us.
You can see if we find your friend along the way. At least you would not be traveling the road alone.
And you may rest your weary legs in our ox cart.
Don't mind the blood.
Our ox cart.
We have an ox cart. We don't need it for the goblin anymore.
Oh. I've got new transportation.
You won't ride me again.
Oh, then we still need the cart.
I don't know what's going on.
I'm sorry, there's no cart for you. Good luck. That really turned around quickly.
What is this farm that you're heading to?
We don't know anything about it, but we do know it's called the Thinlands Farm. We believe that there may be some answers there to questions about what's happening to the Oak Stewards and the others who have gone missing.
And I'm sorry, we don't have time to waste. We must... Continue.
If you'd like to come with us, you could get some answers yourself. Perhaps your friend is there.
All right. I'll try anything.
One more question.
Yes.
Have you ever seen a very tall, thin creature?
No.
Okay.
Reception check to see if he's lying.
I believe him.
Natty 19.
Natty 8.
22.
26.
James, be telling the truth.
All right, Malkior.
Your name is not menacing at all.
Get in the cart.
She'll join us at camp, and we shall sleep.
Come with us or don't. We don't care. We have things to do.
Wow.
Zephyr.
Is that a tactic?
Always on task.
I'll come. Thank you. Of my own will.
You're welcome to walk or ride in the cart.
The cart's taken. I'm fine walking.
Good squeeze. There's room. There's room, Talitha.
Let's go.
This is a very strange roleplay.
This is very weird. This guy...
That's being weird.
Either... What? Like,
walking,
honest
I'm
dude looking for
cart.
His friend, one man going alone into the Wildwood.
Like, not really
or,
telling us anything.
Right. Yeah. Or
serial killer.
Yeah.
Right. I'm walking behind the cart.
Big,
he's in it, right?
Big serial killer vibe.
Brother Ramius is going to trust.
Maybe it's a star-crossed romance.
He's good. Yeah. I thought that exactly. He's going to choose to trust this guy.
Buggles trusts him completely. It doesn't occur to him that anything could be off about this guy.
Asta thinks something is off. Nobody travels into the Wildwoods alone.
He won't tell us where he lives.
He's walking. He's not going to ride in the car.
Okay. Asta will keep her hand on her katana and walk next to him.
Okay. And Buggles is just chattering at him the whole time. It's just like, oh, where are you from? Just...
And he's a little shy. He doesn't like too many personal questions, but he's polite enough.
Is he a felon, ex-convict?
He just doesn't like talking about himself.
Okay.
Just wants to find his friend. And eventually...
This is so creepy.
It is creepy.
You...
I'm trying to decide if it's creepy or just true.
I was about
he's
to say.
So happy that
he's
we
really
brought
excited
this.
About
it bothers
something.
Me. He doesn't like any NPCs joining the party, so this
I'm
is
just
a problem.
Really enjoying playing.
He's also not doing a voice for it, so maybe it's easy for him, you
maybe.
Know?
Maybe.
Eventually it starts to get dark, but it's too early to be so dark.
Oh, God.
Eclipse?
It's just...
Is it an eclipse?
Is it raining?
It's not an eclipse. Shit. It's just this part of the forest along the edge of the Wildwood. Is dark and desolate. It reminds you of that supernatural darkness you walked into when the Gorgas first fought you, before the bleeding of plains began to overtake you. You were told that the lonely, mist-shrouded moors, pocked with sodden farms and villages, stretched from the eastern edge of the Wildwood to the Tymon border, and even that made it sound more picturesque than what you see before you. The land is completely wild and unkempt. But you keep walking, following the directions you were given, and eventually you see a rickety old wooden fence with an archway over an opening, and the branches have all sort of been twisted in a way that spells out Thinlands Farms. Huh. And you walk through the archway, Malkior, looking as well. Doesn't seem like he's ever been here. You walk through, and it's like a small ghost town out of Red Dead Redemption. There's like a couple people. There's a few small farms, like just outside of, I don't even want to call it a town square, because there's like 8 buildings all together. And they just kind of, you can tell they're staring at you from underneath these large, wide-brimmed hats. You see a town hall. A post office, and a little saloon up ahead. What do you do?
How many people would you say are out and about?
Some people like away from the area where you're walking, and like maybe 3. You see 1 or 2 at a house, 1 kind of like near a post where you would tie up a horse.
Well, I'll ride my horse up to the post and greet... person at the post. Hello there.
Guy looks at you. And you don't even see his face, but he looks almost like a child. His skin is like perfect underneath the brim of his hat, but he's a man. I mean, he's as tall, if not taller, than you.
We come from 7 Arches. We're hoping we might, find accommodations here.
Just nods towards the saloon and grabs his horse and walks away.
A little rude, but all right. So she'll spur her horse to kind of park over by the saloon. Park over by the saloon. Tie it up over by the saloon. And then go inside.
You go over to the saloon. You walk in. Those doors. Boom, boom, boom. Everybody looks up in the shadows, nursing various brown liquors. There's a bartender. He's got his back to you, cleaning glasses. You walk up, and he's got filthy clothes on, and he turns around, and he is this, like, beautiful man. Older, like 60, 65, but he's got unbelievable skin and striking blue eyes. And he just looks at you and says,
We ain't got nothing fancy here. And we'll see you next week.
Dude, what is this place?
Why is everyone baby face? Why is everyone beautiful?
That's the baby face.
That's the creepiest
nothing
part.
Nothing keeps me out more than beautiful.
Good soil, good skin.
A town full of, like, models.
Horror!
LA again.
It's time to make your membership official. Become an official member of The Naish today at jointhenaish.com. That's jointhenaish.com, where you'll get access to exclusive podcasts and live streams you can't find anywhere else. See what everybody's talking about and join The Naish today at jointhenaish.com.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting and rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text LOSE to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text LOSE to 200-300. That's LOSE to 200-300. LOSE to 200-300.